Blog Talk Radio.
This is Carol Ann Parisi. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. You are in the right place during these tumultuous and transitional times, because right here, right now, it's time to awaken to consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to go from that transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. It's time for you to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. If you love entrepreneurship, wellness, holistic health, weight loss, law of attraction, we are here to restore your life with solution-driven discussions. This is Carol Ann Parisi. If you're listening live, feel free to call in at area code 646-787-1584. Again, 646-787-1584. I was going to do this show a lot earlier, but my computer decided to totally crap out on me. Yay! Grateful. Oh, well. Hey, you know what? I'm going to be grateful because, obviously, I wasn't supposed to go on that time, and it just happened, and I had this great piece lined up, and I think I lost the whole thing. But you know what? Obviously, life is always sending us messages, and we can decode all of our little messages. It opens us up to whole new levels of insight and opportunity. The universe is always whispering to us. It always offers nudges and guidance to help keep us on our path, to be open to synchronicity and to listen to our hearts. So you know what? We are inextricably linked to the universe. And let's make life an exciting journey and not worry about the small stuff, right? I mean, you can't, like dogs barking. I was studying some quantum physics today. And it says, at the most fundamental level, nothing exists until it's observed, or essentially until it's thought. For it's our thoughts that determine the actuality of what is witnessed. So what appears to be out there in our reality is really a rich meaning and significance, and overbrimming with insights and information about our intrinsic, okay? And you know what? I love awakening. My dog is not even here barking. No, just my her imagination, okay? I'm very grateful for my dog. She's very amazing. But, you know, we've got so much to do. Our reality is a reflection and an extension of the entirety of our consciousness. And it's a product of what we create or allow, consciously or unconsciously, via the resources of our heart and mind and our imagination, our expectations, our beliefs, our desires, our choices, our thoughts, our feelings, and so on. So our reality is also a platform and a gateway through which we could receive our information on our subconscious, higher spiritual level, if you will. And the universe gives us these synchronicity signs and whispers every day. So look for those, because those are our nudges. Those are our nudges. The more we recognize that we're connected and to this loving, abundant source, the more we will allow the gifts and synchronicities to be a part of our life. Nothing, I say nothing, is by chance. Everything is potential communication from the conscious, unconscious, to higher conscious realm. So start awakening and decoding these messages in our world. Now, I'm going to actually, I had the dogs all upstairs. I mean, I was ready to go before. Interesting. Well, let's play a little bit of our lovely music while I get these dogs out of here. I'll be back in a minute. Kind of start chillaxing, relax, have a glass of wine, cup of coffee. And I'll be right back. Good for. I couldn't bring them upstairs, but yeah, so we're just, you know, we're vibing high. We know that thoughts are things. We know we become what we think about most of the time. We know the brilliance is in the basics. We know that whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. And, you know, let's just go through some of our what we need to paradigm shift on. You know, got to take every thought captive. And it's very interesting because you want to also feel the vibe of potential negative thinking. Sometimes we have this conditioned thinking in our brains, and it holds us captive, if you will. And that is like the process that our brain goes through when it's been exercised repeatedly to think a certain way. That's those deep neural connections, that conditioned thinking. That's our subconscious mind. It is so linked, and it's like that is how we deploy the subconscious. But sometimes it's really good to understand why we are thinking the thoughts we're thinking, okay? Is it something that you heard your whole life? Is this a story that you've been telling yourself? Has it served you? Okay, has it served you? Is it going to continue serving you? Or is it something that is not serving you and you want to change? And that's where you have to take a deep dive look at yourself. Some people say, okay, let's, for example, okay, you know what, I'm just fat, I'm fat. And they really aren't fat, but in their mind, they're fat. And that's why they never lose weight. And they say, I never lose weight. I'm fat. I'm meant to be fat. You know what? That's not true. That's not true. You can change that behavior. But it might not, you know, harm you if you take a deep dive look at yourself and say, why am I telling myself these stories? What have these stories done for me? How have they worked for me? Are they getting me closer to my goals? Are they helping me to create my ideal life? So sometimes we have to be raw and honest with ourselves. Maybe it's protecting us, or maybe it's our own, you know, self-sabotage system that we have a propensity to do, where it's like, you know what, I tell myself this, and then I could just, you know, not have to exercise or start that business or do whatever. Remember, whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. We become what we think about most of the time. So if you're telling yourself these stories that are incongruent to your mental picture of your ideal life, understand why you're doing that. Are you afraid to be thin? Are you afraid of the attention you get? Or you might have to go buy all new clothes? Are you afraid to be successful? Are you worried you're going to have to leave your friends behind because they're not so successful? You know, there's a lot of, you know, when you start changing and transforming, the change happens in every area of your life. And you may not be vibing with the people that you once vibed with, you know? So think about it. embrace it. You can become whatever your heart desires. Thoughts are things. Whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Absolutely, yes, you can. And, you know, there's no, you know, secret. A lot of times you hear, oh, you know, these are secrets. You know what? There's really no secrets to this. These are timeless truths that are in the Bible and a lot of the ancient texts. We've just become so conditioned by our negative thoughts and our negative habits that we've lost the truth. You know, there is a high price to low thinking. There really is. And we don't give it enough credit, I think. I think sometimes we fool ourselves and say, oh, well, you know, it's all that mind stuff, and I don't know, maybe this isn't really for me. And you know what? You could tell yourself whatever you want. It's whatever you believe. And it also works in the positive, okay? Because your ultimate destiny is right around the corner. Your ultimate destiny is there. It's waiting for you to go grab it. Remember, if you don't do it, who is? Who is going to go ahead and create your ideal life for you? You are put on this earth for very specific things. Very specific things. And if you don't live your destiny, maybe millions of people would be impacted. You have to awaken to this truth. I don't know if prosperity is the thing of your mind reality, but don't be scared of having money. Don't be scared of being wildly successful. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. You are unlimited. You are abounding. What are your habits telling you? What are your habits telling you? What are your thoughts and your feelings? What are they telling you? Think about it. Really, really think about it. Think about what you're doing. Think about if you really want to be a leader. Are you doing the right things? Are you a network marketer? Are you working and getting people engaged in your business? Are you showing up to the meetings and doing the things that will move your business forward? You know, just keep thinking. Keep thinking and keep doing. You can be, do, and have whatever your heart desires. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. And we are creators of our own reality, okay? And that is very empowering. But we have to watch our cosmic habit force. We have to watch our thought cosmic habit force, our thought habits, okay? We have to fine-tune our minds. And, you know, self-awareness, self-enlightenment, and awakening is our key, truly, to this journey to mastering our ideal lives. So you also have to be careful of who you're listening to. And you have to go ahead, and if you're listening to people that are always negative and always fault-finding, maybe it's time to get new friends, you know? Are you a coachable person? Are you coachable? Do you know these these principles? Do you practice these principles? Are the people around you practicing the principles? Or you say something positive and that person right immediately comes and goes ahead and deploys the negative. Have you written down what you really want to be, do, have? Because clarity is power. Clarity with action is superpower. So take a minute to meditate, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes, okay? And we'll be right back. Kitchen, and my dogs are here, and my husband just had to come down. He was hungry, and I just scooted him away. I definitely need a studio. A little private area that I will not be disturbed, so we could really focus and deep dive. But today's interesting. Hey, you know what? I'm committed to do a show, and I guess the thing is, today's show, I had this great thing, and my computer crashed. I lost all the information. I was writing some wonderful stuff down. But you know what? It's we know these things. You are a person of high vibration because you tune in to Awaken to Empowerment. Every single day, I try and put something out there that's beneficial to you. Beneficial to you creating your ideal life. But there are very specific things that have to be done. And one of the very first things is realizing what your thoughts are and what you're thinking about. What do you think about most of the time? Also, the goal setting piece. I mean, are these the goals that you want? Are you living the life that you want? What would you change about your life? And why? Why? Why do you want these changes? Why do you want these changes? Is this something that can, is it going to empower you? Is it going to help those around you? Is it going to help humanity? So many profound questions. And sometimes we need to question ourselves and our intention. Because intention is important. I know myself, I'm wanting to get a different house, but I'm wondering, you know, maybe this isn't the place. Maybe I'm not supposed to really be here because I'm in a death spiral state. I live in Illinois. Yay. What's up with Illinois? Illinois is broke. Illinois is broke, busted, and disgusted. I went to pay taxes today, property taxes. It's just horrible. Now, is it horrible? Well, I'll tell you what. My dad has a little tiny house. Teeny, teeny house. And he's almost 90 years old. And he's paying almost $10,000 a year in property taxes. He lives in a little teeny house. I mean, grateful, gratitude that he can afford it, but we have to get rid of it because it's $10,000 a year. It's almost $1,000 a month. It's just in property taxes. So, you know, you've got to go ahead, visualize your dreams. Visualize your dreams. Start doing visualization. Every morning do gratitude. Think what you're thinking about. Think what you're thinking about. Constantly take every thought captive. It will empower you. It truly will empower you. You want to really get your brain waves going. You have to believe that you're successful. You need to tap very deeply into the success cycle. And how do you do that? That's by going ahead and thinking positive thoughts, taking some positive action, and getting some success, okay? And it's also true in the negative. The duality of the success cycle, the negative is the failure cycle, is that you try and do something and you give up without believing you can, and then it's like, oh, man, I can't ever do anything. So that is something that you really, that's why I'm just so emphatic about your thoughts. And you know what? What others say to you, you know what? Who are you listening to? That's a really big one. You've got to be really careful who you're listening to. How do you take challenges? What do you do for challenges? Okay? Well, you got to plug in and tune in, tap in, turn on. It's a positive people. If you're plugging into negative people, it's going to make your mind in a negative way. You know, remember, there's a lot of people that want to just blame others for their non-successes. You know what? Listen to their words. Listen, feel their vibration, okay? Can't blame yourself for everything either, okay? Because if you have a negative self-image, you need to get your confidence up. First of all, you are an amazingly wonderful created part of this universe, okay? Get over your pity party. That's a really, really important thing. You need to work on the right parts of your brain, okay? Now, a lot of people, if you've not seen What the Bleep Do We Know, you must see it, Dr. Quantum, because a lot of people think that the law of attraction is rooted in quantum physics. Remember, we talked about that. That's the realm where everything is possible, and the brain itself has been proven to be a quantum computer. So the theory actually does hold some truth. There's been tons of studies of positive thinking in the law of attraction, and it really has led hundreds of thousands of people to change their lives for the better. I read Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, totally reframed my brain. But now I'm older, I deep dive into it, I want to understand why it works, right? So a positive mind is going to create a positive world for you, okay? Negative mind is going to be a negative world. That's what pisses me off about politics out there. You know, I love the message, make America great. Make Americans great first. Make the world great. Make everybody great, because we are great, not from an ego perspective, right? Quantum physics and positive thinking can have subliminal effect on our lives, okay? But that's a dual-edged sword because it works both ways. You have to really get deep down, deep diving in your brain. You need to get to that, I think it was a theta state, and you really need to get your brain with the proper frequency to cause a shift in consciousness. Remember, we've talked about Nikola Tesla, right? Energy, vibration and frequency. That's how our manifesting totally works too. So there's different frequencies. There's the binaural beats. I guess there's some of these sine wave generators, and they're used to create two separate frequency waves. And when they're introduced to each ear independently, the brain reacts by creating a third one, making up the difference of the two, and it instantly reacts to these frequencies, causing an actual shift in consciousness. So I guess by using this technology, your brain can be programmed to weed out interference and open communication channels inside your mind that are blocking your own consciousness. Binaural beats. Go on YouTube. I'm sure there's a ton of YouTube videos. And then there's isochronic tones. And I've heard that that's a really effective way of brainwave entrainment. And they're equal intensity tones, but the pulse speed is greater and causing the brain to synchronize within the rhythm. I guess in 1999, there was a PhD, Dr. Badinsky, Thomas Badinsky, and he published a case study in the Journal of Neuropathy, which showed a group of 8 college students that increased their grade point average with the use of these audio brainwave stimulations. And their grade point average actually increased after the brainwave entrainment was finished. So, you know, you might want to check into some of these isochronic tones, these binaural beats. I know we've talked about theta waves, alpha waves, delta waves. You know, we want to keep our brains operating at its maximum, of course. And we want to be positive. We want to project positivity out into the world. And we want to hang out with positive people. We want to attract positive people and positive opportunities in our life. So we want to keep our brain operating. That's why I like some of these interesting, you know, neuro hacks, if you will. Also, eat good, eat well, sleep well. don't listen to negative things. What a mind thinks about, we become what we think about most of the time, okay? So go on to YouTube and check some of those interesting brain hacks out. And I found them to be very beneficial and very interesting. So today's show is I'm kind of just winging it here because, as I said, my favorite thing, I had 7 great tips for you today on manifestation, and they just disappeared. So I have to find my notebook. But who are you connecting to? Do you have a mastermind group? It's very important to mastermind with other people. Are you reading every day? These might be some of the things, too. You know, your thoughts, taking care of your brain, downloading good stuff into your mind, hanging out with good people, exercising, eating high-vibe food. All of these things are going to change your life. And it's not going to change overnight. Remember, this is a journey. This is a journey. Once awakening happens, then you start down the path of the journey of transformation. Yes, you could change your ideas overnight, but to really intrinsically change yourself, you have to believe. You have to be impeccable with your word. You have to take every thought captive. You have to remember that thoughts are things. And then you have to have a deep, profound belief and faith in what you're doing and what your goals are. You have to know. First of all, you have to know what those goals are. You have to know what you want because clarity is power. Then you've got the clarity. You take action. Clarity with action is superpower. So then after you purge your mind and you replace all the negative with positive and you start hanging out with the high-vibe tribe and you're starting to get into this unconscious competence of excellence, you're going to create your ideal life. But do you know what that looks like? Is it having a significant other? Is it a business? Is it being fit? Is it running a marathon? Is it volunteering at the homeless shelter? Is it creating your own philanthropic organization? I don't know. I don't know what it is for you. But know yourself. Know yourself. Know what your destiny and your call is. Because you know what? If you don't do that destiny, if you don't do it, it may never get done. And you're a gift. Your gift is a gift to the world to help make the world a better place. Remember, around here, we believe success is having everything you want, the freedom to enjoy it without impeding or impinging on someone else's rights and their journey. We don't want to impede on anybody else's journey, but no one should be impeding on your journey either. That's what true freedom is, and that's what gives us peace of mind, to be able to be, do, have whatever our heart desires. Because we can create our ideal lives. Yes, we can. And if more people deployed these timeless truths, these law of attraction, law of success, think and grow rich, success principles, these are timeless. They're not mine. Napoleon Hill said them. Dennis Waitley said them. Charles Stanley says them. Joel Osteen says them. I mean, from pastors to motivational speakers, positive speakers, and even our founders of America. I mean, Plato, Socrates, they also said things like these. These are timeless truths. These are wisdom keys. These are things that we should all be deploying. But you know what? We don't take the time to be conscious and conscientious. We live in unconscious incompetence for 95% of us do. Now, because you're tuned in, plugged in, tuned in, and turned on right here to Awaken to Empowerment Radio, you are not part of that 95%. You are the 5% that is awakened and enlightened and empowered, and you want to continue your transformational empowerment journey, and that's why you do this. Are you reading every day? Are you reading every day? Are you spending 10 minutes reading? And I'm not talking the newspaper. I'm talking maybe a scripture or a book. I have here the Science of Success by Wallace D. Wattles. And it's amazing. It's fantastic. Talks about the will. Here, I opened up to Chapter 9. How to use the will. Oh, set about getting rich in a scientific way. You do not try to apply your willpower to anything outside of yourself. You have no right in any way to do so. It is wrong to apply your will to other men and women in order to get them to do what you wish done. Exactly. Success is doing whatever your heart desires, be doing and having whatever your heart desires, creating your ideal life as long as you don't impede and impinge on anybody else's freedom and liberty and use your will on them because they are also free beings. Awesome. It is flagrantly wrong to coerce people by mental power as it is to coerce them by physical power. If compelling people to be physical forced to do things for you reduces them to slavery, compelling them by mental means accomplishes exactly the same thing. Who are they listening to? But you know what? 95% of people are sheep. That is why our political process is so duplicitous. But that's what part of the problem is. But we're about solutions here. Are you listening to audios? Are you asking yourself deep dive questions? What is my definite purpose? What is my chief aim? You know, is this something I could be, do, and have? Of course you can. But we have to improve our thinking, and we need to get rid of our fears. And that will, when we eliminate our fears and we start deploying the success cycle, it will compel us to take more and better action towards accomplishing our goals. And we got to just feel this good vibration. And we have to eliminate and stop things from our lives that are not serving us anymore. Things that are not vibing with us anymore. When we vibe in the right frequency, it motivates us to do all the right things that will empower us to manifest our desires. And controversially, when we're vibrating on the wrong frequency, it's leading us down the disempowering path that is taking us further from our desires. It's the duality. It is the law of duality. We have studied the Kabbalion and all the different laws of the universe and timeless truths. And today's Motivational Monday, so we want to focus on the positive. So are you in a network marketing company? How's it working for you? What could you be doing better? Could you up your recruitment this month? Maybe you have a goal to recruit 5 people. Maybe you want to set that goal higher at 10. Instead of making 20 calls a day, make 50 calls a day. Send out 150 emails. You know, go to 3 different events that are pertaining to your field. If you're in a nutrition thing, go find different nutritional seminars and kind of just talk to the people and make sure you have your business card and keep your vibe high. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. Whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. We can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. We can't create our ideal life, but we have to know what that is. We can create our ideal life. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, you can create your ideal life. But do you know what it looks like? Have you taken the time to deep dive? Have you taken the time to write it down and then, you know, start living as if? To accomplish great things, we must dream. But our dreams must also be accompanied by action. Okay? We have clarity of those dreams and we deploy the proper action and we vibe high, things will start coming to us. Doors will open to us. The synchronicities will be there. And as we deploy gratitude, we thank our Creator for all these wonderful gifts. Hopefully everybody's doing the morning vibe gratitude and the before you go to bed at night gratitude with your visualization, looking at what that ideal life looks like, thanking your Creator, thanking God every day for that loving spouse that you have or your loving family and the health of everybody around you and the connections that you've made and having a home to live in and, you know, feeling secure with you know, your position right now. Or even if you're not secure, it's like that's telling you maybe there needs to be a change and let me figure out. I really am so grateful for figuring out what these changes are, and I feel vibing that this is what I'm going to do. And doors, thank you for these doors opening for me. Every morning, every night, repetition, 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 repetition. We've said there's ways to retrain our brain. Repetition is one of the things that you can do. You don't need a skill set to do it. Everybody knows how to do it. You're used to doing it in a negative force. Do it in the positive force. Take every thought captive. And understand why you're thinking negative. Understand where that's coming from and then override it. Override it. Override it. You can do this. Can do this. Remember, freedom and liberty come with the high price of responsibility. Personal power is personal responsibility. And personal responsibility is freedom. Okay? Because we are now the ones who are in charge of our destiny. We claim our destiny. We embrace our destiny. We know that we become what we think about most of the time. We know that our thoughts are our things that drive our victories. We also know we can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. We also know what a mind can conceive and truly believe a mind can achieve. We know that we can create our ideal life. Yes, we can. Yes, we can create our ideal life. So I'm going to check out here. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment Radio. I'm hoping and praying that I'll get I'll be able to find this information that I was going to share with you today. And hopefully what I shared with you today on Motivational Monday helped you to think a little differently. It just empowered what you're doing, gave you the courage to press on and press in, plug in, tune in, turn on, go read some books. Turn off the garbage television. Don't listen to politicians. They lie anyway. Obamacare was a lie. In order to make America great, we Americans, and if you're from another country, you want to be great too. You know what? Let's just be great people. Let's always do our best. Let's always be impeccable with our word. Let's not take anything personally. Let's just go ahead and not assume anything, and let's always do our best. And if we live by those 4 simple principles from Miguel Ruiz's 4 Agreements, I'll tell you what, we'll be doing great. But then we start putting our vibrations out there. Those are real basic basics. Then we start putting our intentions out there and put the right vibe behind them. And we start believing that we already have these goals. You've lost the 20 pounds. You have the new car. You have the significant other. Yes, you can be, do have whatever your heart desires. But you hopefully you write it down, because if you don't write it down, if you can declare it. If you don't decree it, it doesn't make it real. You got to declare and decree it. You got to write it down. You got to write it down. Then you have to visualize it every day. You own it, taste it, feel it. Deploy all of your senses. That's what makes it intrinsically real. The mind cannot tell a difference between something real and something vividly imagined. Okay? That's where you start sending out this high vibe and you feel good about it. And always be happy now. Always be happy. Be joyful about everything. Even if you only had 3 hours of sleep because your husband had to wake up to get information from you at 5 a.m. Yeah, that's what happened to me today. And I'm like, all right, I've got 10 loads of laundry to do because my son just didn't do laundry. And my husband was out of town all week. And I was like, you know what, grateful for the washing machine and the dryer. You know, hey, got the energy to do it. I'm grateful. I have great guys. I get to go ahead and do their laundry for them. Remember, your thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. You can be, do, have whatever you want, whatever mind can achieve, conceive, and believe a mind can achieve. You can create your ideal life. And the most important thing is having your peace of mind. So go get your peace, love, freedom. Write down your goals. Make it real. Make it real. Write it down. Make it real. If you don't write it down, it ain't real. So this is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment Radio. I'll be back next time. And hopefully we've helped to awaken some consciousness, given you some inspiration, awakened you to some timeless truths, given you some inspiration for transformation. And let's do this paradigm shift. We are part of the 5% because we are plugged in, tuned in, and turned on and vibing high. We are happy now. Be here now. Be happy now. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Let's sign off with a little Boston. Peace of mind. Love you. Thank you for joining me on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. This is Carol Ann. Ciao, ciao for now. Peace of mind from Boston. Bye.